Palm Olive Beauty Box Theater, starring lovely Jessica Dragonette with Thomas L. Thomas, young Metropolitan Opera baritone, the Beauty Box Orchestra, directed by Al Goodman and the Palm Olive Chorus, presented every Wednesday night by the makers of Palm Olive, the beauty soap made with olive oil. Tonight, the musical love story of a girl whose beauty captured the heart of an enemy officer, The Lady in Ermine, starring Jessica Dragonette.
When hearts are yours, when moons are stars, a song of songs. Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Palm Olive Beauty Box Theater. Oh, I'm glad you've chosen for tonight that musical romance of love and war, The Lady in Ermine. And we're especially proud to present this delightful music because our own Al Goodman is one of the composers. And now, dear friends, I'm sorry to have to tell you that Charles Kuhlmann will be unable to sing tonight because of illness. We wish him speedy recovery and hope he'll be back with us again next week. Tonight, Thomas L. Thomas will sing with me, and Jean Paul King will tell the story of The Lady in Ermine.
Northern Italy has been taken by Austria, and Austrian soldiers march over the countryside hunting down rebellious Italian patriots. The scene is a castle on the plains of Lombardy. Within, the lovely young Countess Mariana and her brother Adrian, a leader among the Italian rebels, listen to the Italian workers singing in the sunshine. "Our people don't seem to know there's a war," says Mariana. "And sometimes I wish we could forget it too, Adrian." trouble. He's been summoned by the rebel leaders to Milan, and Mariana insists he go at once. There's danger near, says Mariana. I know it. Remember the old legend of the lady in ermine whose portrait hangs there on the wall? How her spirit walks in times of danger? Oh, that old wives' tale, scoffs Adrian. She walked last night, says Mariana. I was standing there beneath her portrait when she stepped down out of the picture.
Shivering with fright, I saw her walk last night, as she has done for many a year. In ermine so white, at dead of the night, warning us that danger's near. Beautiful her face, remarkable her grace, as through the house she silently goes. Clasped in her hand a red, red rose, deepest concern her manner shows. If this such foolish thoughts prevail in many foolish old wives' tales, I believe it, yet so I do. And the name they call
First, let me warn you against the notorious Austrian leader, Colonel Bellibar. He's utterly unscrupulous, and knowing your great beauty, has sworn to add you to his list of conquests. He'll stop at nothing to make good his boast. There's danger for all in these times, returns Mariana. Go, Adrian, before it's too late. Goodbye, and good luck.
For we must part, and you go far away. Oh, dark sea,
Adrian out of the door than a regiment of Austrian troops marches around the bend in the road toward the castle, singing as it comes. At the head is the notorious Colonel Bellibar himself, and as they enter the estate, he rides recklessly in and out among the men in a spectacular display of horsemanship. It is the Colonel's boast that he can break the will of any horse or any woman, and so far he's been successful. The soldiers assemble around the chateau.
Gleaming veil of might, bring victory to land.
Lothar leaps from his horse and strides into the castle in search of the rebel Count Adrian Beltrami. But Mariana tells him she is alone. Alone, sneers the colonel. A pretty woman like you? Why, you're a liar. All women are liars. And then, in face of Mariana's quick indignation, but you're beautiful. I'll be back tonight, and I shall expect food and wine from me and my fellow officers. When they've seen how lovely you are, I'll throw them out. But my beloved country calls. Beauty before pleasure. Eh, Countess?
I hear you calling, land of mine, through the fight your banner looked on high, land of mine, men appalling, land of mine, calling you to die. I love you, dear old land of mine. I proved it by the hand of mine. To you I give this youth of mine, this heart and soul is true of mine. Weep not, beloved maid of mine. Kneel down and touch his pride and help this gleaming maid of mine. Sing victory to land of mine.
I love you, dear old land of mine. I prove it by the hand of mine. To you I give the youth of mine.
Colonel Belivar is coming back tonight. Is Mariana a match for the domineering young officer? In just a moment, we shall return with the second act of The Lady in Ermine. Now, ladies, I'm going to present a charming friend of mine you've probably already met. She's on the air with her friend every weekday afternoon over this same station in a rapid-fire adventure story about Hollywood, sponsored by Super Suds in the red box for washing dishes and concentrated Super Suds in the blue box for washing clothes. Now, have you guessed? That's right, it's Mert of Mert and Marge. Marge couldn't be with us tonight, but here is Mert.
Thank you, Jean. You know, ladies, I've heard Jean Paul King talking to you about Palmolive. You know, the soap made with olive oil. Telling you what marvelous things Palmolive will do for your complexion. But he hasn't said a darn word about what palm olive has already done for my skin. Take a good look at it now. So I decided to come out and speak for myself.
And you're very, very welcome, Mert. So palm olive's your friend, too?
You bet. I swear by palm olive for my skin, and Margie says palm olive's her choice, too. I know because only the other day she said, Myrna, have you noticed how dry my skin is becoming? I said, well, so what, Margie? Says, well, I think I'll start using palm olive soap to help soften it and keep it smooth.
Thanks a lot, Mert. And will you thank Marge for us, too? And now, ladies, are you using palm olive soap? You see, palm olive is a true beauty soap made with that finest of all beauty ingredients, olive oil. That's why palm olive's rich, creamy lather is different from that of any other soap. That's why palm olive's lather cleanses your skin so gently and so thoroughly, helps to make your complexion softer, more youthful, more alluring. So won't you try palm olive? At the end of this program, I'll tell you about a wonderful new free gift for you and the children. And now we return to the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater with our lovely star Jessica Dragonette and Thomas L. Thomas, Metropolitan Opera Baritone, in The Lady in Ermine. In order to keep Colonel Bellavar and his men occupied until her brother Adrian has reached safety, Mariana is their hostess at a gay banquet where food is plenty and wine flows free. She sits at the head with a persistent colonel beside her, and pretending high spirits urges the men to drink their fill.
Fill up a glass and give me your pledge. Fill me the barber beating the edge. You call to you his spirit. In wine there's truth, let me.
Countess Mariana.
His lips touch her hair. I cannot live without you, he murmurs. You're far lovelier than anyone I ever knew. Why, even your portrait cannot do you justice. But that's not my portrait, interrupts Mariana. She's my ancestress, the Lady in Ermine. Long ago, this castle was captured by a cruel, dissolute captain who imprisoned the former count and left him to die. The countess begged for her husband's life, and the cruel captain granted it on condition she come to him that night. She agreed and kept her promise, and was so touched was he, by her beauty and purity of mind, he let her go. Bellavar smiles. Well, had I been that captain, says he, the story might have ended differently.
Sometimes you may say no. Sometimes you may. Cheeks all aglow, you leave a poor man to guess. So patient he must grow, and when out of
Mariana, Mariana.
Diana, I'm mad about you. And you love me. I can see it in your eyes.
Please, please let go of me.
You're not fooling me. No more than he did about your brother.
My brother? What do you mean?
He was captured this afternoon and will be shot tomorrow.
Oh, no, no. You can't kill my brother.
You can save him, Diana. He'll go free if you come to my arms tonight, as did your ancestress, the lady in ermine, to the captain in the story.
No, 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 never.
Think it over. I shall be waiting your answer.
Mariana, Mariana, I'm yearning and burning to make you my own. You shall be mine, mine alone.
So close me, you'll hold me in your arms now and fold me. And
but Belobar sits alone before the fireplace, waiting for Mariana. Filling his glass, he rises it to the portrait of the lady in ermine and drinks the toast. Then his head nods and he falls asleep by the fire. In his dream, the lady in ermine appears.
The man gone and I am here. The wheel of man, I have no fear.
My very own, I love you so.
That cannot be, for so it seems.
Then dream with me and never go.
He's understood that you'll be gone.
Belobar awakes with the words of the lady in ermine burning into his consciousness. No one can command love. Women must be wooed and won. Suddenly he sends for Mariana and tells her Adrian is free. But why, asks Mariana. As a tribute to the most charming woman I shall ever know. Impulsively, Mariana whispers, you're generous. I was not mistaken. The colonel draws her close. Mariana, am I still your enemy? Mariana's lovely eyes look into his. No more. Nations may go to war, but what difference can that make to you and me?
Oh,
help of the legendary Lady Innerman, Colonel Belivar won his Mariana. In just a moment, our lovely star, Jessica Dragonette, will tell you about next week's musical love story. But here's that wonderful new free gift to thrill the children. It's a grand new cutout book called A Day with the Quins. It shows those five adorable Dionne Quins in natural color pictures, all ready to cut out and dress. And you know what fun the youngsters will have with these four full pages of cutout costumes, 63 in all, with their dresses, coats, toys, and bonnets. And the cover is a reproduction of a beautiful oil painting in full color of the Dionne Quins all ready for bed and saying goodnight to Dr. Dayfold. This cover was painted by the famous artist Andrew Loomis, and it's so lovely you'll want to frame it. And that's your gift. Dr. Dayfo, you remember, chose Palmolive soap exclusively to bathe and help guard the tender skin of these precious little girls. And that, of course, is one of the many reasons why Palmolive soap should be your choice, too, both for your children and to guard the loveliness of your own complexion. And now, how to get this wonderful Dionne cutout book, A Day with the Quins. Here's all you need do. Just send the black band from 3 cakes of Palmolive soap with your name and address to Palmolive, Jersey City, New Jersey. Your Dionne cutout book will go to you, postage prepaid immediately. And now, here's lovely Jessica Dragonette to tell you about next week's presentation in the Palmolive Beauty Box Theater.
Thank you, Jean Paul King. Next week, Charles Kuhlman will be back with us to sing the role of the dashing Danilo in that brilliant musical romance which set the whole world waltzing, The Merry Widow. Of course you remember. Though I say not what I may not let you hear, yet the swaying waltz is saying, love me. Dragonette, bidding you all good night.
The Lady Innerman was presented tonight by a special arrangement with Select Theaters Corporation and the Thames Whitmark Music Library. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.